world where talk radio has become repetitive and boring, a few guys from outside the nation's capital take it upon themselves to save podcasting. And now, the Matt and JB Show.
I'm here for the gang, man. The window of opportunity to drink and do drugs and take advantage of young girls is getting smaller by the day.
Thanks, Lou. If I'm not me, who the hell am I?
I was checking the specs on the end line for the rotary girder. I'm retarded.
Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bold.
Just like old times.
Man, it was nice to hear that intro. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. Hi, Matt. That's Jason.
What's up?
And also from sunny California.
Did you?
Or Florida.
Same thing.
Same. Kyle.
Florida man Dan.
Florida man Dan. So we decided, hey, you know what?
You guys can't see this, but he's sitting on his couch in a tank top.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the visual.
Yeah. It's a nice tank top.
Yeah, yep.
It's a Sixers tank top.
Oh, Sixers. Are you a
the
big
process has failed.
The process. They're in the playoffs, right?
They'll be in the playoffs, but the process has failed.
Yeah. You know, like Joel Embiid?
I like them. It's just everybody's – they don't play well together. Anyway, let's move on from the sports.
No, people don't want to hear about the Philadelphia 76ers.
No, they don't.
I was listening to one of our old episodes today, and it was me, JB, and the Jungle. And the first half hour, I thought it was going to be a good show because it was the show called Matt's Head is the Death Star.
I remember that.
But the first half hour, we just talk about NFL playoff football.
Well, it was playoffs probably during
it
that
was,
time.
But I was like, well, this is not very evergreen, as they like to call it.
Yeah.
Was the Jungle breaking down the film for everybody?
Sort of, but he was hammered. Holy shit. He's lit the fuck up right now. He listened to him, and I was like, yeah, he's hammered.
Is this pre-hydrangea?
I think so. It was probably 9 years ago.
Yeah.
So I think it was.
Yeah, it might have been.
Yeah.
What playoffs was he talking about?
Well, the Ravens were playing the Steelers. Are we going to repeat history here? Talk about football games that nobody cares about.
Yeah.
Yeah. The 2011 season.
Yeah.
But we finally got to talk about some funny stuff at the end. But the other episode I listened to was Misconnections, which was good. Did you guys – I sent you the link for the White Hand of JB episode.
No, I haven't listened to it.
Nobody listened
to it? I remember where that – JB just looking at that hand.
Now that show
that
was
from
funny.
That came from your.
That was my post wedding episode.
Yeah, it was. It was right before. Actually, it was post wedding.
I think it was. It was.
It came
it was
right that, after that, the, hand, that came from the rehearsal dinner.
Yeah, it was rehearsal dinner. We didn't do a show after the rehearsal dinner, right?
No. Everybody was hammered.
Everybody was, yeah.
It was after the wedding, but before Melissa and I left for our honeymoon.
If everybody was hammered, how the hell did I get back here? I think I slept here that night.
At the rehearsal dinner?
I think I slept here. Maybe I went home. I don't remember.
I don't remember either. I don't know. I think my parents drove us back. I don't know. I don't know. Either
it's a long
way,
time ago.
It was.
I know I came up that summer and I crashed at somebody's house and we watched we watched the very first season of Thrones when the horse got cut in half.
Yeah, I was with you. I was trying to remember where we were.
Because I was like, guys, you got to check this out. A horse gets cut in half.
It was here at Matt's house.
Was it?
Yeah, because I don't think Melissa was here. Mm. After the rehearsal dinner, she left and went to
I think
house or something.
No, the rehearsal dinner.
In your basement.
Rehearsal dinner was right before the day before the wedding.
No. The rehearsal dinner was Friday night. The wedding was Sunday.
The wedding was Sunday?
We played golf on Saturday. after the rehearsal dinner, and then we went back to my house, and Kyle and Nick had a taco eating contest.
Yeah, I think that's right.
The wedding was a Sunday, it wasn't a Saturday?
Yeah, it's like a Jewish thing.
Ah.
You can't have a wedding on the Sabbath.
Oh, I must have taken off Monday because...
Yeah, everybody did.
No way I was...
The jumbo was supposed to go to work the next day.
Yeah, called out sick. Yeah,
it was definitely Sunday. There was no way I was able to go to work.
No, everyone who knew what they were doing definitely put in for a vacation day on Monday. But that was a good show.
Yeah.
You know how I found that? It was I didn't even know that my Chupacabra Radio link was still up active on iTunes, which it still is.
So you can find the really, really old ones.
Well, there's only like 5 of them up there.
Oh, okay.
So I was going to start putting up really old ones. That's what I did. That's why yesterday I put up Matt's Head is the Death Star, so you can go on there and listen to that old one. I can put up some really old ones. I mean, like the first couple. We should leading up to the...
God,
You should put up the very first one.
And we put up the first episode?
Probably terrible. You know what, that Halloween? The Halloween one. That was our most popular.
Tiger Woods and Donovan McNabb?
Yeah. Well, no. Here's why we're so stupid. Our first episode we did after a basketball game. We had a men's league basketball game.
All right.
And then we went back to my house and recorded the first episode, I think. it was very low energy.
Yeah, I bet.
But
sort of like this. Very low energy.
But we do have an announcement to make. Now that we're going to – I mean, I know everyone's be like rolling their eyes, the people who are still listening. But in a couple of weeks, we are going to do a 10-year anniversary show.
In 2 weeks or a couple weeks? When do you want to do it?
I have Melissa's brother's bachelor party.
Are you going?
So I have to. that is actually the 18th, 19th, and 20th.
Okay.
Right after St. Patrick's Day. So we get to do it.
That's still in Vegas?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that's they moved it here.
Okay. So where are they
going to
do it?
To Charlestown.
They're going to Charlestown.
So we're just going to watch basketball and gamble on games. And then Friday night, we are going to the Caps game.
You going to the Golden Horseshoe?
Yeah. No, this is not that type of crowd.
I understand, but
no.
I
don't think the Golden Horseshoe exists anymore.
Yeah, it's still there.
Probably.
Are you
probably
what?
It still
Somebody
exists.
Said it's called something else though.
Really?
But it's still there. And we can look it up, but I'm pretty sure there's I don't think it's called the Golden Horseshoe anymore. It might be.
Man, well, those are some good old times. Back in the day,
every time somebody's birthday came up,
yep, going to the Golden Horseshoe, yep,
and then I ain't giving her a dollar. Let me get to the back.
That was me. I was always sitting behind Kyle watching him give dollars.
Fucking cheap ass.
Yep, I would benefit from the girls coming up to Kyle. Yep,
when
you'd see. Nut sitting in the back with just a pitcher all by himself.
Yeah, and then I think we must have all been college aged
because
we went back to Carrie's house. His parents still live there in Ashburn. So I remember one morning we woke up and we had all of the fluorescent paint all over our faces. Still,
I went to work the next day.
Oh,
with the fluorescent paint on myself.
Nope,
still.
Golden Horseshoe is still there. It's called Golden Horseshoe. They've got Vixens. Golden Horseshoe and Taboo.
Taboo. Uh-oh.
Yep.
Let's go.
Taking it up a level.
Golden Kyle, we'll FaceTime you from there. You want to get a FaceTime lap dance?
And Taboo. Probably what? Taboo. Girls will probably be pooping on the stage.
Taboo.
All right. Well, let's go find out.
Wasn't there a porn movie called? There was a porn movie called Taboo, right?
Oh yeah, there was Taboo 1, Taboo 2.
That was like the mom sleeping with the son and shit like that.
Yeah,
right?
There was Junior was the son in it.
But wasn't it like a stepmom?
No, it was
his
mom.
Really his mom?
Yeah, the dad banged the daughter.
Adam Carolla on the Adam Carolla podcast. He always brings it up because that's how him and Jimmy Kimmel became friends.
From Taboo.
They both had a copy of Taboo 2.
Yep, Taboo 2, Junior back at it again. Junior was the son, and he was a freaking sociopath.
Do you remember, hey, speaking of old Skinamax movies, I was listening to Bill Simmons' podcast, and he was talking about, do you remember the Shannon Tweed movie where she sleeps with everybody in the family?
Yes.
Yes. What was that called?
I don't know. It was like Scorned or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah, I remember her. Scorned. She slept with the Scorned, yeah.
She hooks up with the dad, the son, the mom, the wife.
The wife. Hey, do they still have Skinamax movies?
And like, I don't know.
Like, they have late night, like, Showtime after dark shit anymore?
They must.
I don't know.
Because I never see it. If I, when you go on any of the movie channels late at night, there's nothing. Never.
I don't even know why I still have anything other than HBO.
Why bother, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Everything else sucks.
Oh, you don't like the HBO?
No, HBO is the only thing.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Have either of you watched Outsider?
Yep.
Yeah, I watch Outsider.
Dude, I watched the first two episodes. It's pretty fucking good, man. Or first.
Oh, wait
three.
Wait till the end.
Matt, where are you at, Matt?
I'm up to date.
You're up to date.
Yep.
Is it finished?
I have a question, Kyle.
I don't want to spoil it for you, Jason.
Yeah,
so.
don't say anything because I've got a few episodes to watch.
All right, without trying to spoil it for Jason, but Kyle, let me ask you one question.
And
see if you can. Was the Outsider, was it always in that cave? Or is it just a coincidence?
Okay. It was not always in the cave.
Okay, because that guy, goes back.
It's in that cave because he knows his family has always been in that cave.
Oh, okay. Got you. So it was drawn to that cave.
Correct.
Okay. All right, that makes more sense. I was trying to figure that out.
Because it likes to hang around
the grief.
Dead.
Yeah.
What is the Outsider exactly? Like
you'll find out.
Is it like a
El Cuco?
It must be
like
Coco.
It's a demon.
Demon.
Yeah. I won't ruin it, but there was one part, Kyle. Did you laugh out loud at the one part when the demon was in the cave with the other guy and he throws the thing at him?
Yeah. Yes, that is funny.
I was like, that demon's kind of funny.
I get to see what
yeah,
this.
It's actually really good.
It's a good show. I don't know if it's great, but it's
yeah, it's not bad. Great. It's good.
I mean, it's got a lot of good characters. I can't. What's his name? Died in the first two?
Oh, Jason Bateman.
Yeah, I figured.
Jason Bateman was out in episode two right away.
He's directing it, right? And writing it.
Yeah,
he did the first
not
two
writing
episodes.
It.
Speaking of Jason Bateman, did you guys see the Ozark season three trailer? Came out today.
No, I haven't seen the trailer.
I've only seen one episode of. I saw the first episode of Ozark. I never.
Oh, dude, that show's so good, man!
Get a catch up.
No, that's what everybody says. It's just there's so little time, so much TV now.
I know.
But Ozark makes my list of shows I'll make time to watch.
I finally got. I'm halfway through last season of the funny show. On HBO.
Oh, Silicon Valley?
Silicon Valley.
He's
fucking that robot, right? I finally saw that one.
You finally saw that one?
Yes.
He's fucking that robot, right? The last season isn't that funny as the first ones, but the whole story going up to it is
it's
fucking hilarious.
It's like missing some shit. It feels like it's missing something. I don't know if it's that.
Bachman?
I don't know if it's Bachman or not, but.
I like any episode that Big Head shows up in.
Yeah, Big Head.
He's so dumb.
That show and Better Call Saul. I missed all of last season and I haven't watched any of this season.
We haven't watched
any this year yet.
We've got a bunch of them. Say we haven't got to it yet, so we've been watching The
Outsider. I need to watch all of last season and this season because I love that
show.
It's
good.
I don't want to miss it.
It's really good.
It's so tough, though. I can't. I have time to watch. A little bit at a time. That's it.
Yeah, I get home and it's like, I don't get time to watch anything now. So, I mean, I used to have so much time, to watch all kinds of shit. Now I got nothing.
Now you got wedding stuff to get ready for.
Jason, you're a craftsman now.
Yeah, craftsman. I spent a lot of time in the garage.
Oh, speaking of that, I got it. I started my new job, so now after
what's your new job? I was wondering about that.
And what are the hours again? Is it daytime?
Right now, I'm working 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., Monday through Friday.
That's fucking awesome hours.
Who do you work for?
I would love to get off at 2 every day.
Same company.
Okay. Just new hours?
New job.
For how long?
What's your new job?
I'm a lead central plant operator.
Yeah, but how long until you move to your other hours?
In July, we switched to 12-hour shifts.
Oof. That's when you're planning on working the shift.
No, I'll be there 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. But the way it works is that we work 2 days, off 2 days, work 3 days, off 2 days, work 2 days, off 3 days.
Yeah.
You're on a nurse schedule.
It's a shift, yeah.
But with the, you know, like for every 2 weeks, you're working 7 days off 7 days.
Yeah.
And every paycheck, you get 8 hours of overtime.
Right.
So, I don't know. Whatever. I'm still off at 6 o'clock.
It's still 6 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
What do you plan?
Huh?
What do you plan?
What do you mean?
You said your central plan.
No, plant.
Oh.
My job is to sit and monitor all the critical systems now.
So you're like the Homer Simpson?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, kind of. The Homer Simpson.
Dude, it's
just sit in the chair, hit a button from time to time.
Yeah. Our alarm will go off, and like 99% of the time when the alarm goes off, it's something that really doesn't. That's going to clear itself, or we know somebody's working on something, so you just click on the mouse.
Yep.
That's
it. What do you do when it's like in an emergency?
So, in other words, you're going to be watching, you have time to watch a lot of episodes of a lot of
No, stuff. We can't. We have a TV in there, and people, they kind of fight over the TV a little bit.
Oh, there's more than just you in there.
No, there's got to be three of us at all times. Well, that's another thing. It's weekend.
Thing?
It's TV. Weekends, holidays, because this place, three people have to be there at all times, every day of the year.
You can't put you can't have an iPad.
No. I can watch YouTube.
You can just watch shit on your phone?
No, I can't bring my phone in there. No.
But what you used to watch things on that little, your little.
Oh, my little DVD player? No, no.
Can't even do that now?
No, I wouldn't go over. Oh, who's that text from? But it's boring a lot of times, so I try and... But, you know, I have the internet, so I'll sit there and try... Well, I'll chat with Melissa on Google Hangouts, because nobody else will talk to me.
I just want to know if there's an emergency. What do you do?
Well, there's...
They don't have a computer.
Well, it depends on what type of emergency it is.
They don't have a computer that you can sit there and like, surf the internet and stuff?
Yeah, I said I got
it. Then you can watch stuff on...
YouTube, I said.
Or HBO Go, or...
Everything you do is monitored. You don't want to sit in somewhere and just watching that stuff all day.
But you're not... You're supposed to sit there and watch the screens, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not, like, walking around and doing stuff.
I can. But if I'm the lead who's there... I actually have to finish all this training before I'm officially a lead. But the lead just basically sits in the room, and the other guys go do rounds.
Right.
But it's... Boring, but I'm home at night now, so I don't feel guilty now doing podcasts because I see my family every night now. It's not I didn't see them from Monday to Friday,
right?
So now I can, you know, I see them every night of the week. So now I can have my weekends for me and start podcasting. It's go time again. No excuses.
No excuses.
This is it. It's time to shit or get off the pot. We got. All right, so here's so
we definitely got off the pod for a while.
Yeah.
Why don't you change your reformat your podcast to Middle Aged Matt and JB Show?
Hey man, we're young guys.
Yeah, but drawing the middle aged audience.
I don't know who's listening to podcasts anymore. Well, that's another thing is that I don't listen to podcasts as much. Well, because you know, used to my old job when I worked at night, I was by myself. You know, for 30 to 35 hours a week. So I just would listen to podcasts. So now I'm down to like one or two I still listen to. I don't have time to listen to the other ones. No, I kind of got old. Some of them got old, you know. What do you still listen to, Kyle?
I still listen to all the Bill Simmons networks and stuff like that.
Bill Simmons networks?
The Ringer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
they did a top five Mark Wahlberg countdown today.
I stopped listening to The Ringer once the guy said he didn't like the Blink 182 album.
Which guy didn't like it?
There was a there used to be a Game of Thrones show,
right?
And it was Mallory Rubin, Chris something.
Jason Concepcion.
He was on it every now and then.
Andy Greenwald.
Maybe it was Andy Greenwald. Or, I don't know. But they one of the hosts said something about Blink 182, and I said,
"And you were out."
And I said, "Fuck this, I'm out." Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Heaven forbid somebody say something about Blink 182.
Yeah, he was so wrong about everything. I was like, "Can't."
When Matt takes a position, he takes a position.
That's right. Strong opinions, bitch.
What is it? Two bears.
Two bears, one cave.
That shit is pretty funny.
Dude, two bears, one cave.
Those guys are hilarious, man.
Yeah, they are. Bert's kind of an idiot, but Tom is hilarious. Yes. And because Tom uses Bert to be funny.
Yeah. You've seen Bert stand up. He's pretty funny just by himself.
Yeah. But his comedy.
Machine, the whole machine
right.
thing.
His comedy is just him like telling stories.
Yeah. It's hilarious stories. It's like Burnsy.
Yeah, sort of. But Tom Segura is more of a comedian.
Yeah,
he puts together funny jokes.
Yeah.
Kyle, have you listened to Two Bears, One Cave yet?
No, I've heard of it, though, but no.
You should listen. And they only do an episode like every 2 weeks, so it's like 1 hour. And then they did this. So on it, Bert did the dance video.
Right.
Where he didn't tell anybody. He did a hip-hop dance video.
He looks like Steven Seagal with his...
No. That's not Bert. Bert did the dance video first.
Oh, Bert did the dance video first, yeah.
And then Tom did while they were recording the show, they're talking about something like videos and stuff. And then this is like a month or two after Bert had done his dance video. And Tom's like, "Oh, I did a video." And he's like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, you want to see it?" And then he plays this video, Kyle. I'll send it to you. And it's fucking hysterical. Yeah. I won't ruin it. What happens
he's got
in the video?
Ponytail and the
he looks like Steven Seagal.
He does.
is it Rico Suave?
No.
I'll send you the two videos. You gotta. It's worth watching. It's so funny.
And then at the end,
don't ruin what happens at the end.
But how he got that was hilarious.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Because they go into in that episode, they go into how he tricked Bert into doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. And the one. Did you see the episode where? Or the whole thing where that dude roofied him?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's crazy as shit.
So, Kyle, you know who Ari Shaffir is?
Yeah.
So Ari Shaffir, comedian, he's friends with these guys, right? So the four of them, Ari Shaffir, Joe Rogan, Tom Segura, and Bert do the Sober October. Where they all October, it's no drinking, no weed, no drugs. And then they have to do like, they did like firearm training and Tom took like flying lessons and they did hot yoga for the whole month. They do all this shit.
Okay.
Well, something right before it happened, Ari slipped GHB into Bert's drink.
Yeah, it was ecstasy.
Was it ecstasy?
Yeah.
And dosed him.
Yeah, in his drink and gave it to him. And he was all fucked up getting on a plane.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was
pissed. Funny, but he was pissed.
Yeah,
he was pissed.
Because
everybody was like,
he had to go on to a show, do a show.
Oh, and then Ari went out there and tweeted that he hated Kobe and the Lakers, and he said, "Did you see that whole thing?"
No,
but that's Ari's thing.
That's Ari's thing. But that was a little over the line.
At the inappropriate moments.
Yeah, he does like the inappropriate humor. So he said something like, "I'm glad the pilot didn't check the weather or some shit like that."
Oh my god.
Yeah, and so people like he got fired from his agency, and people.
Did you see the test 2-2 times one that happened? I was watching the game, and I went to the thing, and it's right when it was announced, one of the guys goes, Kobe's corpse could drop 30 on these terps.
Oh man, that's no bueno.
Then everybody just started chiming in on the message board.
Yeah, you're going down. Canceled. Canceled.
Who said that?
Yep. It was just some guy just saying,
Yeah.
Somebody. The message boards where everybody can be brave.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Internet hero.
It's kind of,
you can be brave both ways.
Right. But at that point, Yeah, it was a little bit, you know, tasteless. Oh, it was kind of a compliment to Kobe, I guess. You know what I mean? I mean, yes, I know he's dead and all, but it sucks. It sucks, but
I know he's dead and all.
But he—that's how good he was. You know, that somebody would say is freaking. All right.
Maybe we should move on.
Move on.
So what else?
Definitely
is
going on? Way too soon.
Jason, how's the wedding planning going?
It's going. I mean,
Where are we going? Are we going?
I don't know. I'm still talking to Nick about that. We're still trying to figure it out. I think he's.
Go ahead.
He's probably Nick, so he's probably dead set on going to North Carolina.
No, he's not. He doesn't care where we go. I want to go to North Carolina. I want to go somewhere different. I just don't want to do what everybody else does.
I'm fair. Like I said, I'm fine. This place is supposed to be fine with me.
Place is supposed to be pretty cool.
The weather will be nice and cool in the summer.
Yep.
Oh.
Because it's going to be like the last weekend of July. First weekend of August, somewhere around there.
If you go to Asheville, like I said, we should all go with Hannibal Lecter masks.
Why? That's
where
it was?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hannibal. Not the first one. Hannibal.
Oh, Hannibal.
Yeah, that's Asheville.
Well, I know if it's not driving distance.
It's driving distance. We're driving. We're not flying.
To Asheville?
Yeah, it's like 7 hours. Straight down 81. Now, Kyle's going to fly, I'm sure.
No, for Asheville, I'd probably drive up.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. That's not bad. Do it.
Yeah, it's like halfway.
Yep.
It's driving distance. We're all going to ride together. It's going to be... Nick's got it where it's almost like...
It is decided.
No, but Nick's got it. He found a house. It's like $120 a person. I mean, for the weekend. It's pretty good.
All right. Can I borrow $120?
If I have to pay for you, you're going. I made it to Vegas, motherfucker. You're going to freaking Asheville.
Yeah. I just found out that I have to I have to pay $230 for a fucking hockey ticket.
Yeah. Oh, so you must got decent tickets.
Huh?
$230, you got decent tickets at least.
Because I never got to have any say in it. Oh, we decided we're going to go to the hockey ticket. Hey, you owe $230.
Wow.
$230 that's probably more than you'll pay for the, well, other than like.
Well, I haven't paid anything yet. Drinks and food. I'm like, fuck that. I'm not, I don't have $230 to pay for a hockey ticket right now.
In Nashville, they've got this giant.
Where are you sitting?
Dude, well, first of all, they didn't even ask. And then the ticket's like $190, and then they decided that they were going to get something put on the Jumbotron, and they're making everybody pitch in for that, too. I was like, I didn't agree for that. Agree to that. He's going to look up the Jumbotron and say, that's nice. Neat. So,
there goes 40 bucks each.
Yeah.
How many people?
Eight.
And it was seven, because
they're not making him. Yeah.
So it's $40 a person.
For seven people.
Seven people.
Yeah, $280
but
extra.
$280 is what it costs to get something on the Jumbotron?
I don't know. That's what he said I have to pay.
What would you put on the Jumbotron?
Me?
Soon the street pimps will rule the world.
Soon the
street. Yeah, that's the perfect one.
Yes.
Or
the street run, get to the chopper.
Run, get to the chopper is the one that only probably get cleared, though.
Yeah.
Run, get to the chopper.
I'm hoping that the coronavirus just shuts down the whole town and cancel the game.
It's coming.
I just want
to. Yeah, Brooke's all worried. She's like, because she's supposed to be flying to Nashville.
I don't know. What I've read about it,
take some airborne.
If you're a healthy person, you got nothing to worry about.
Right. It's like the flu. You'll get it like healthy. The flu. But still, you don't want to get sick.
Sorry,
it's
Kyle.
It's like a sick for a weekend.
I know. The weak aren't going to make it.
You're not weak, Kyle.
I'm going to be like the Transformers that get pushed out of Astro Train.
As long as your lungs... No! It's all about,
that was a great scene.
I think it's all about your lungs. As long as your lungs are good, you're fine. Yeah.
I did stop.
You're smoking a cigarette.
I haven't smoked I quit drinking too. Yeah, me too.
if I drink a little bit, I'll smoke one or two.
Ever since I moved to Days, I haven't smoked.
Really?
Yep. Because that was when I smoked one cigarette then every night.
The guys that were, I mean, I might as well be smoking. I'm in a room with a bunch of people in a, well, it's a garage.
What time are you getting up? 4:30 in the morning?
Me?
No, Matt. 4:30. Yep.
That's yep. what time I get up for.
Yep.
4:30.
It's not, you know what, I'm Boy, actually not
you
having.
You get up earlier than that.
Yeah, I know. I get up earlier than you. Just for Matt's schedule change, that's got to be extreme right now.
Oh yeah,
you know,
think about that.
I was so nervous when I switched over that I couldn't like sleep because I was waking up every hour looking afraid I was going to be late.
Okay.
I've been doing it for a month, almost 2 months.
Oh, you're probably used to it by now.
And I'm still only my alarm's still only gone off like 3 or 4 times where I've been sleeping when my alarm's. I'm waking up before it still.
I never wake up before my alarm, but I don't. I go to bed too late for when I what time I get up. I can't be going. I go to bed like 11:30.
Really?
Get up at 4:30.
Fuck that.
When do you sleep?
Work. I get a small nap at work, like during lunch, and
what's right. a small nap?
3 hours? No, I don't. I never slept 3 hours.
Oh man,
I've slept maybe an hour at the most.
These are the people in charge of getting rid of the coronavirus.
No, we're not in charge. We're in charge of making sure that
the gate opens.
Letting people in. What's that?
You should be self-quarantining, man.
Yeah, self-quarantining. There's nothing. I don't even think they've got anybody there right now. That's got. They might.
Three confirmed cases in Maryland.
Oh, three confirmed in Maryland now.
Yep, but they were like.
You know what you do? They're all unleash those monkeys.
Yep.
Send them out.
Oh man, those monkeys are terrible. Dude, one threw shit at me the other day. I'm serious. It didn't get to me. Thank God. I would have flipped out. I mean, you're in a complete suit. You're in a complete like a Tyvek suit, and you have to wear this mask and all this shit because if they do throw their stuff at you, and
yeah,
they've got
monkey AIDS,
whatever kind of freaking disease.
What are you doing in that room?
Fixing a door. So if you have to go in and fix something, you're in there. You have to wear this like shield, and you're wearing hairnet. You're wearing the whole deal, man. It's like I'm sitting there, and there was no shit behind me. And then I'm working, and all of a sudden, I turn around, and there's shit all over the floor. I was like, "Oh, some monkey just threw that at me." They'll throw shit at you. One girl before they made them start wearing masks got shit thrown at her, got in her eye, and killed her in like 3 days.
What?
Yes, this was like years ago, but I mean, it might be just a story that everybody tells. A work rumor. But that's
now
what I was told. This girl got shit.
The place is haunted with the shit eye girl. Girl with
so many people have died in that freaking hospital. You think it's just her?
Have you seen?
No, of course not.
We had a guy jump off of one of the parking garages to kill himself. He was like had huge debt, and he's like gambling debts, and jumped off of a parking garage to kill himself.
Have you seen?
Did he make more of a crater?
Have you seen
that far?
Have you seen the girl with one brown eye?
One brown eye. and then we had the one guy that was crazy. He jumped off. We have an atrium in the main hospital. Mm-hmm. It's like 7 floors, and he jumped off right in the middle of the day. People walking around.
Was there?
Jumped off and Lance splatted right next to the piano. It's down there. I wasn't there. That was 2 months before I started.
Hold on. You have a piano?
There's a huge atrium in the main hospital. And there's like a piano down there, and every once in a while they have like concerts and stuff.
So they're okay.
All right. And then there's a whole bunch of tables sitting around. It's all artsy stuff. And this guy climbed up, got on the 7th floor. Now they have nets where you can't jump anymore.
That many people think about it, huh?
So yeah, we have a whole psych ward.
They go out to the garage then.
We have alcohol area. We have they have the weed where you like.
They have the weed?
Yeah, they have the weed section where you got.
Okay.
Yo, man, you want to buy some weed?
Yeah, what's the dude's name? Cedric? Well, it's Cedric. What was the guy's name in Half Baked?
Dave Chappelle?
Yeah, but what was his name in the.
Oh,
I don't remember.
When he hands him the mop and says, here you go, scientist. We have those scientists.
I don't remember. I haven't seen Half Baked in a while.
Well, what would you do, Jay, if you were like in your suit and the monkey and you started to pretend to be like Kevin Spacey in Outbreak?
Oh, do you have to do like the spray front and back?
No, I've never gone. That's a DSL-3 labs or DSL-4. I've never been in those. I've never had to go where they put the actual oxygen on and all that. I just have to put on the Tyvek suits with the mask and the.
Well, I still think it would be funny if you just went there and started twitching.
I can sign up and actually get to go in that shit, but I don't want to go in that shit.
Do you call any of the monkeys Mojo?
Pray for Mojo.
Mojo.
What was the movie that with Matthew Broderick when he had the
Project X?
Project X.
I saw that at the Sterling Town Center in middle school. X.
I'm gonna set them all free, and then the next thing you know, it'll be 21 days later or whatever it was called. 28 days later.
Yep. I think the song in that movie Project X was "Shock the Monkey" too. No, I'm serious.
That's when they sent a monkey up into space, right? Or in a
They were training them to go up to space, and there was this one monkey that smoked a lot of cigarettes, and he took on this massive dose of radiation to save all the other monkeys.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Wasn't Helen Hunt in that too?
Helen Hunt was the female lead. Yeah.
Young Helen Hunt.
How old is Matthew Broderick's?
He's probably only 5 years older. Broderick. He seemed like 30 years older than that.
Matthew Broderick.
I'm 43. Oh boy.
He's got to be
over 50 by now. 54?
53, 54, you think?
You know, he's killed a man, right?
Yes, he has.
He did.
What?
He killed a man in Ireland, right?
Yeah, drunk driving, hit somebody.
Drunk driving, killed him.
Why isn't he in jail?
Got the fuck out of there.
Because he got
he's a rich American.
He got the fuck out of there, huh?
Yeah. I don't think he's very popular in Ireland.
Damn, I didn't know that. I never heard it. When was that story?
That killed his movie career, pretty much.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in anything in a long time.
He does bit parts here and there, but he was never the same star after that.
Nope. Yeah, he does like Broadway.
He was huge until then, before that. When was he?
Fucking Ferris Bueller, yeah.
86. Right, but when did this happen?
No, it was in the 90s.
Late 80s, early 90s, I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, but he's been in a lot of shit after that.
Yeah, but he wasn't like the
Godzilla.
Lead. Oh, that movie was terrible. Matt, you saw that with me on opening night.
Yeah, this movie was. Hank Azaria was terrible in that movie.
That whole movie was terrible.
Yeah.
He was in The Producers.
Yeah. He was on an episode of Modern Family.
Yeah. Now, what if we got you a monkey for a wedding present, Jason? What would you do with the monkey?
No, I don't want
to take
a monkey.
It to work.
I don't like monkeys. I don't want any monkeys.
What would you do with what would you do with it though if it was forced upon you?
I'd have to give it to the zoo over in what's that the petting zoo over in Herndon, Fairfax, whatever it is.
The Reston petting zoo.
Yep.
They used to have big animals in there back then.
They still do. We went there a couple of years ago. We took Scarlett there. You go like on a hayride and look at all the animals.
Used to get to ride a tortoise, I remember. Throw the kids on a tortoise.
Throw kids on.
If we don't, didn't mean to change the subject, but if we don't go to Asheville, then we'll probably like do like Richmond or something, just a brewery tour around Richmond.
Yeah.
And, you know,
get cigarettes.
Yeah. Richmond's pretty cool, actually. Richmond's
now you're talking, Kyle.
Richmond's growing up big time, man. It really is. It's like getting huge down there. In fact,
well, it's because everybody's moved out of your.
I found a couple jobs down there. I'm not. I've been looking, but it won't be for a year and a half. But the houses down there are like half the cost they are here, and I found a job that pays the same.
Well, you and Patrick can live down there together,
dude. It's sweet down there. Richmond's nice. And it's like it reminds you like the areas that I looked at reminds you of like Sterling when they were, you know, when we were growing up kind of thing, because it's like suburbs.
When
of
it was Sterling was good, just say it.
Start looking, Kyle. Look around Richmond.
I've looked.
Dude, Richmond isn't what it used to be, man. It's like it's a lot better.
Last time I remember going to Richmond was with you guys for some church thing.
Yeah, no. That was when it used to be dirty.
Dirty Scott church.
I just remember Scott Pinkowski challenging your pastor all night long.
Did he really? I don't think I was there.
Challenging me what, to a fight?
I don't think I was there. That you must have been done that with Nick.
There was All I know is I remember there was a lot of, like, what was his name? Mark, right?
Mark. He's not the pastor, but.
Well, he was, whatever he was. He was talking
Mark,
to us.
Mark.
Scott was challenging him the whole time about, you know, God this, God that. And eventually Scott, you know, he was my ride down there. And Scott looked at me later on and goes, Kyle, this is bullshit. I'm out of here. He just left me.
I'm telling you, I think that was after. What were you down there for? You chasing them freaking girls?
We went to King's Dominion. I don't know, Scott. We were all King's Dominion. It was a glow festival.
The Glorious Ladies of Wrestling?
Jason, you were there. I know you were.
I was not there because I would have remembered Scott Pankowski leaving early.
Was Jason wear his big pants?
I was probably in the military.
This was in high school. We weren't there to hang out with Nick.
I was there probably in. I was probably in the military, and you were.
No, but, it was in high school.
Kyle,
there's no way it was in high school. I didn't go down to Richmond on the Glow Festival, and Kyle. He left early. Yeah.
Hold on,
I would have remembered that.
Hold on, wait. If it was a Glow Festival, was Jason wearing his big pants?
Oh god!
No, this was in high school because I remember Scott Pankowski. I didn't hang out with Scott Pankowski after high school.
The big pants. I only had one pair of those, and they weren't even mine.
Were they like JNCO jeans? What were they?
No, they weren't. I have no idea. They weren't mine. They were freaking John Feeks.
Jason in the big pants showing everybody how to dance.
Yeah.
Come out there, like, I'll show you guys what DJ Kaoki would do.
Dude, he's a big
I've never been able to dance. I'm a terrible dancer.
I'm the worst.
I think other than Wyatt, everybody's a terrible dancer for a white dude.
Yeah. That was one thing that was funny. We were talking on the old episode on Misconnections. We talked about how good Wyatt was at doing dives off the dive board. And we started calling him Greg Louganis.
I don't remember this. Wyatt was really good at freaking diving off the diving board?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We used to go to that little pool by Carrie's house, and they would have dive contests. And Mike was really good at it. So he called him Greg Louganis. But we talked about the time we toilet papered Oaf's house.
Yep, he shot one right down the chimney.
Yep, and he threw one
up. Oh, I do remember that. Went right down the chimney.
Yep. Yep. So, somebody said, yeah, Greg Louganis threw one and it landed right down the chimney.
Greg Louganis threw it right down the chimney. Just recently there was pictures of that giant...
on Facebook, yes.
What was that thing? The lion?
The dragon.
The dragon.
From the front of the...
Is that?
No, the dragon from the front of the...
Chinese restaurant
right. That was being passed around.
Yeah, it was on my doorstep.
Yeah, it was on Matt's doorstep.
And we took it and put it on Wyatt's doorstep. Victor and Carrie stole that thing and put it on the land pod.
What was the land pod?
It was
Carrie's, a Toyota van.
Yeah, it's Carrie's dad's minivan.
Oh, that's right.
The land pod. I remember it had
one not long ago, and I was like, "Wow, smaller than I remembered."
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I remember it had a the center console was like a cooler, electric cooler that would, and his dad would keep Pepsis in there.
I remember his brother sticking his head up out of the
freaking... Yeah, I got hit in the head with a cicada.
Yeah, cicada hit him right dead center of the freaking forehead.
JJ.
I was actually... Where were we going? We were going to movies or something.
Well, I think we're going to movies.
Yeah.
I don't remember that one, but I remember going in the land pod. I saw Terry Vipon took us all to Kindergarten Cop once.
Yeah. Kindergarten Cop.
He took us to... what was the one with the Navy SEALs with Charlie Sheen?
Oh, yeah. I love that movie.
He took us all to that one, too.
Michael Biehn, Charlie Sheen, Bill Paxton. That
movie was terrible.
That movie's great. The golf scene the other day. It's so good, man.
Oh God, I'm so
Charlie Sheen was
so
such a
movies.
Badass when he jumped off the back of the Jeep into the river.
Into the water.
I've grown to hate FX, TNT, all the movies, because that's the channels. I brought in a Roku so that we can watch other shit for lunchtime because it's always the same Rambo 1, Rambo 2, Rambo 3.
Rambo 1 is good.
If I have to watch freaking...
Jason's mad because he has to keep watching the same movies at work.
At lunchtime. If I have to watch Navy, man, if, no, after, Navy, Navy
whoa. After my nap, if I have to watch fucking Rambo 3 again,
what's the,
and while I'm making my side business on what's the clock.
Yeah, I know.
What was the movie called? Under Siege. With... If I was fucking Under Siege again.
Under Siege is good.
That movie. Not if you've seen it 100 times. And wait a minute. Now, what's the other one? We Were Soldiers.
We Were Soldiers is solid.
Yeah, well, not if you've seen it 100 times.
Well, you guys watch something but Jesus. War movies?
We watch Good
the
Morning.
The scene where it makes you cry.
We watch
Soldiers. Where the guy's skin gets melted off?
No, we're freaking. They're getting the taxi drivers are bringing the free, and the wives have to go.
They're bringing the notes. The notes. Wives.
Yeah.
We watch Good Morning America every day. See my girl Ginger Z.
I don't know who's Ginger
they
Z.
They switch it up. Oh, everybody switches it up. It's
you got to look
Fox
up
News
Ginger
or...
Z. All
right.
She is my number one seed for Weather Girls.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
We watched... What's the one that's local? There's one that's local. Whalen? Something Whalen?
Well, Channel 7 now.
Channel 7.
Eileen Whalen.
Eileen Whalen. She's all right. No.
She's all right. She's my number three seed. There's a new girl named Ashley Rodriguez who does Channel 7 from 6 to when Good Morning America starts.
I'm going to have to look this up.
Oh, Ashley Rodriguez.
She does the in-between local?
Yeah, she's a smoke show. But Ginger Z is my number one. Now we're looking them all up. Yeah, because so we just watch the news all day. So I've got all of the girls, all of the weather girls ranked and news.
Yeah. All the weather girls ranked. Yeah. I know, but you can't. You only can watch news for so long. Do they at least,
what,
do you at least flip
would
it
you
over
bring to work, Jason?
What movies would I want to watch at work?
Yeah.
Anything. Actually, I'd rather watch a whole bunch of shit that I haven't seen in a long time. Not, I wouldn't want to watch anything good because then it'd ruin it. I don't want to ruin any movies.
I've seen recent movies on video lately. I saw Parasite and stuff.
Oh, we just watched finally.
I'd rather watch new movies like that. Parasite.
Do you guys see that movie yet?
I have not seen Parasite. Is it good?
Better than you think.
I'm sure it's good.
We just watched last weekend. We watched finally watched Joker.
What'd you think?
Yeah, that
was pretty dark. Yeah, that's Ginger Z.
Can I ask you something? The movie's fine and all, but why'd you make it?
That's what I want to know.
Why'd you make it?
Nothing to do with the DC, Batman.
Why are we making a standalone movie with Batman undertones? I don't get it.
Well, I don't even know if they were undertones. I mean,
they said this is it. This is it.
I don't know. We'll see.
What do you mean this is it?
There was a standalone.
Supposedly a standalone.
Right, it's a standalone. You'll never see any other. He'll never be Joker again, right?
Unless. So I'm just like, why?
Why make it? Right.
Why we do this?
I don't know.
DC is so screwed up. Whereas Marvel, they would make a standalone and then they would bring him in. They would bring him in. He was like the villain, but that he's not going to be. And then who's going to play the Joker next?
I don't know.
Hopefully.
But this next Batman, now you've seen have you seen any previews yet? They haven't any previews yet, right?
They got him in the costume
and they got the Batmobile.
The new Batmobile is like a muscle car.
Yeah, it's all
see right. See that, Kyle?
No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's like a muscle car.
Is this
car.
Supposed to be after Dark Knight or is this supposed
it's
to be
different,
more...
Whole different timeline story. Really? Forget all that stuff. Yeah, their movies aren't connected like the Marvel movies.
Hey, I think this one can work. I really do.
Why do you think this can work?
Dude, Colin Farrell's playing the Penguin.
Yes, this is true.
And Paul Dano's playing the Riddler.
Who's Paul Dano?
Eli from...
fucking Daniel Plainview smashed his head in with a bowling pin.
There will be blood. About?
I'm finished!
You don't like There Will Be Blood? That's a good movie, Jason.
No, I've seen it, but which guy are you talking about?
He's the pastor.
Yeah, he's the...
The father, whatever.
Man, now you're going to make me...
The father. I'm...
Get rid
right,
of my
wait, who is he?
Pictures.
What else has he been in?
Looper.
All right, Looper. Who was he in Looper?
He was the one that killed early on.
Was he in Little Miss Sunshine?
Yes.
Oh, he was? Who was he in Little Miss... Oh, that guy.
He was the kid that didn't talk.
Yep.
Yeah.
I got you. All right, I forgot his name. What's his name again?
Paul Dano.
Paul Dano.
Okay. He was in. You know what movie's good? Prisoners.
Yeah, Prisoners
is
good.
That's solid. I always
and he was supposed to be the guy that they thought was
the murderer.
Yeah. Yep.
Detective Loki.
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah. That guy, now, yeah, Paul Dano, he plays who, the Riddler?
Mm-hmm.
So, wait a minute, you got the Penguin, the Riddler, who else?
I mean, how many do you need?
I think there was one more. They said three. I remember they showed villains? Three villains.
I don't know.
So this is just a Batman movie. This isn't a... This
is called,
isn't it called
The Batman?
I think it's The Batman.
And it's completely separate timeline, separate
yep.
guy.
Yep.
He didn't become yep. Batman through the way they showed it. Because I read something where it was supposed to be after Dark Knight.
No.
Is that true?
No.
No, no.
Oh, Zoe Kravitz is playing playing Catwoman.
Okay.
Oh, okay, that's what it was.
Catwoman. Andy Serkis is playing
Zoe. Zoe Kravitz.
What's his face?
Alfred.
Zoe right. Kravitz from the show on HBO.
And then right? Jeffrey.
No. Zoe Kravitz from what show? Oh, the Angry Moms.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you watch that show?
You know what?
I saw the first one.
The first season wasn't bad. The second season sucked.
Terrible. Second season was terrible.
Yeah, I never watched the second season. I just watched the first season.
What was the second season even about?
I don't know. Hey, Jason Zendaya.
It was about.
I watched it, but it was about can't remember.
Meryl Streep trying to.
Oh yeah, trying to take the kids.
Yeah, because her son was a psychopath.
Yeah,
Alexander Skarsgård.
Yeah. John Turturro is Carmine Falcone. Jeffrey Wright is James Gordon.
They got a good cast for it, I think.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
It looks like he's wearing, like, the Batman suit looks like a, I don't know. It didn't look like a Batman suit.
Don't sleep on Robert Pattinson. He's not a bad actor.
No, I don't think he's a bad actor. I think he's going to be fine as Batman.
I haven't seen it. Kyle, maybe you saw it, but I'm big on Dukes. They talked a lot about the Lighthouse movie.
I haven't seen it. I'd like
What's
to see it.
What's the Lighthouse movie?
It's
called The Lighthouse.
The Lighthouse with Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe. That's it.
Oh, shit. And they're like, it's supposed to, yeah.
I heard it's a movie with a lot of farts.
Yep, lots of farts, lots of weird shit in it. You're fond of me lobster, eh?
Dude, I've never seen it.
I've heard about it. I've heard it's pretty good.
Yeah, they said it's, yeah, I don't know. You have to listen to Big O and Dukes. Listen to them talk about it.
All right, I got to check that out. I remember the previews for it.
Yeah. Did you ever see The Witch, Jason? Same guy that did The Witch.
I heard that movie was terrible.
Which one was The Witch?
It was overrated. Yes, I agree.
Which one was The Witch?
It's like a little girl goes out there and the little baby gets stolen while she's playing peekaboo by a witch in the woods. And, you know, I don't know.
No, never seen it.
You're not missing anything. It was just the same guy that directed it.
What the hell?
What's up?
Who's that?
Oh, well, I guess it's Melissa. All right. Well, she's coming down to.
Chris. Melissa just showed up.
Hello.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Kat.
Hello.
He can actually see you.
Yeah, Kyle's sideways.
Sideways, is that better?
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Well,
see you later.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I fucked it up.
Jason messed up the microphone.
Anyway, I just saw a movie recently. Some newer movies.
Matt Cohen loves it when we talk about movies.
Does he?
let me guess.
Is he not a movie guy?
I guess he is, but he's like, let me guess, you guys talked about movies.
How is he not a movie guy? What's Matt Cohen's talk about? Long haul trucking?
No, professional wrestling.
Professional wrestling. is that still going on? Do they still professional wrestle?
Yes, they do.
It's on like Fox
night,
now.
Friday nights on
I know
Fox.
They do.
I'm out, though. I haven't watched it in years.
I don't think I saw any of them anymore.
It's got to be. I heard that the storylines are terrible now.
Yeah. How about XFL? You guys watching that?
I went to an XFL game.
I saw that.
I got a last minute invite to the what do you call it?
The Defenders game.
Defenders game. Yeah. It's like It was cold.
They played the soccer game, right?
Yeah, the soccer stadium.
Okay.
And it was pretty cool. They won. Did they lose the last two or just lose the
last? Dude, they haven't scored a point in the last two games.
Yeah, so they lost.
Terrible.
What happened?
They were good their first two games, and then now Cardell Jones can't complete a fucking pass.
Yeah, something happened because I know that I haven't heard anything about it. Anything
really?
About it in the last two seasons.
Well, here's the problem I have with it is that the defenders have played four times, right? And they've played four different times.
Oh, the time of.
The time of day and the day itself.
Well,
I think
yeah,
they've played
they
on
Saturday
twice.
Sunday,
so you
right?
think they need
two
to have
games
a
Saturday,
set time
two games Sunday that they do.
What was that?
They should. Oh, it was this.
Oh, well, don't do that.
They should play two times. They play two times on Saturday or two games Saturday, two games Sunday.
And the times are different,
which I'm okay with as long as you know when they're going to play. Who cares if? I mean, like, look at college basketball. There's
no
set days or any even NBA.
NFL is Sunday, 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Everybody knows that. You got to nail down the time so people know, hey, it's this day, this time. You can't move the defenders in four games. Their games have started at four different times.
Right.
Well, they say the key to that league is if they can start drafting college sophomores.
And also they said they need decent quarterback play that they've got like two good quarterbacks in the league, and the rest are garbage.
All these guys were second and third stringers though in the league though before.
Yeah,
Meath Byers is in first place right now.
Mm-hmm. For now.
For now.
After 10 o'clock, everything falls apart.
Yes, I know. Me too.
Yeah, I got a couple guys.
I'm in fifth.
Where right am I? Now. I'm at the bottom. Yep.
You're in second to last, but you're only like 9 points behind me.
Let's see.
Hey,
Beal
ended up with 50.
50 points. I've got Damian Lillard and Devin Booker both in second quarter now.
Oh, my team's terrible.
I need Lillard to pick it up. Nobody gives a shit about this, though.
No, nobody cares.
No. I just... So where are you going for your honeymoon, Jason?
It looks like it might be the Keys.
Oh, God.
The Keys, yeah? Time.
Really? It's terrible down there?
I hated it.
Seriously? What? There's nothing to
do? I'm battering up.
It was so humid.
Oh.
This
is going to be in January, right after Christmas.
Maybe in January.
We're not going until... Kyle, we're not going until January because We're not going right after.
Yeah.
Her slowest time of the year for... cutting hair is
January,
yeah. So we're going then. So we're it's okay. I don't care. I'm taking a week off for the wedding, so I'm gonna be, you know, doing shit around and getting things ready.
Are you doing all the keys or just some of them?
I have no idea. We're gonna get it if we go. I want to do. She right now she can't get a passport.
Why?
Why?
It's a long story, but
okay.
Like she was like, you know, if you're not born in a hospital, like if you're born like in somebody's backseat of somebody's car on the way to the hospital kind of thing.
Okay.
You have to get a birth certificate. She can't get a passport because her birth certificate's all fucked up.
Okay.
Because
right,
if you're not born at like if you're like her mom didn't make it to the hospital kind of thing.
Right, yes, okay. I got you.
So she wasn't born in the hospital, so you have to do a later birth certificate. Like it's like the doctor signs it and everything, but for some reason it got lost or the hospital's like not there anymore, something mm-hmm. happened. And
we're
she
back then,
and her bastard, and her mom lost her birth certificate. Something mm-hmm. happened, so she got a lawyer. A lawyer got her a birth certificate, got all her paperwork together, went to get a passport. And then the passport agency or whatever, whoever it does passports up in D.C., lost uh-huh. all of it.
This has a Russian spy written
yes,
all over
yes,
it.
That's right.
The Americans.
A Russian spy. Or,
what if she's in cohorts with Donnie?
Or my grandfather.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Donnie
my,
and your fiancé.
My grandfather, even though she doesn't have any Spanish in her at all, my grandfather says to my mom, Is Jason still dating that Mexican girl? Or no, he said, is Jason still married to that Mexican girl? I remember my 80-some-year-old grandfather. And I was like, and she's, and so we joke about it all the time.
How is your grandfather only in his 80s?
He's almost 90.
All right.
Okay. He's going to be 90 in, well, think about it. I'm 45. My mom's 65, 66.
Okay.
And my grandfather's like 87, 88,
89. So my grandma's going to be 101 this year.
My whole family started young, like 20s.
Yep. Here you are getting married at 50.
Yeah, I'm getting married at 50. 50.
Married at 50.
45.
Did you ever think you were going to get married, Jason?
You know, I didn't really even care. I never really thought about it like, oh, I really want to get married. It wasn't like I was like, my clock's ticking or some stupid shit like that. I never was like,
your clock? What the?
You know what I mean. Like, my marriage clock.
Are you having, you having babies there, Junior? Yeah.
But I never like was looking at it like, oh, I need to get married because I need to get, I didn't care if I got married or not. I could have been, you know, just dating, or you know, whatever.
You could have been living in some black people's basements.
Yeah. I mean, well, I wanted to be like, you know, stable. I don't want to be living in somebody's basement. But I didn't care about getting married. It wasn't like I needed to get married like right now.
Nick's living in somebody's basement.
Yeah. Nick's looking at buying a house too soon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
He makes pretty good money up here. I mean, it's just him.
But
and
still,
and now Brooke
just him to get a place.
Brooke is in. Brooke is going to be is now because he said if he doesn't get a date before the end of his basketball season, Brooke is in complete in charge of his social media and his dating service things. So she's going to go on and set up all his dating things and set it all up for set dates up for him and everything. Like we kind of wanted to do with the Matchler.
Oh, my God. This has disaster written all over it.
No, she's good at this shit.
No.
She's very good.
We should do it.
We should do it.
Yeah.
We should do it.
No.
No.
Dude, yeah.
That has disaster.
No. We listen up. All right. We need to Cyrano de Bergerac this motherfucker.
Yes.
Because he can't talk for himself.
No, he cannot.
All my neighbors still talking. They're like, The dude that sat on the couch and didn't say anything for 2 hours? That's what they think of your brother as.
He sat down at the last freaking, the Christmas party on the couch and didn't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He's not like that normally, though.
The fun is a barrel full of AIDS monkeys.
I'm telling you, man. When we were in Boone, he was a different person. It's like,
do you think he got his fun out already? He spent all his fun?
I don't know.
He spent all his fun.
He needs a woman is what he needs. He'll never listen to this show, so I'm not really worried about it.
Well, good. He's going to die alone.
he's too picky, or he's, I don't know. I guess he's just very self-conscious.
What is it? He's self-conscious or picky?
Probably both.
Hey, motherfucker. Hey, you pee down here, I'm going to have your ass.
Yeah, run.
Sorry, Matt.
I lay down the law. This cat keeps peeing on the carpet down here.
No, but yeah, we're working on it. We're gonna set him up with somebody. You gotta eventually. He's lost a bunch of weight. He's got a good job. He just needs to freaking get out there, man. There's a freaking ton of girls out there.
Every time I see him out, he's out with you guys. I'm like,
yeah,
man.
I know, because he doesn't ever do anything. He thinks it's just going to fall in his lap. I don't know. He's been alone for a long time. Single for a long time.
How long has he been single for?
A long time.
Like, right. I mean, single. Didn't he?
Well, then we got to. All right, we got
serious relationships in Boone.
No.
So he's been single. He's been single.
That's 10 years.
No, that's
since
more than
I've been
that.
In Boone. Yeah, and then it was 10 years while I was in Boone.
Unfortunately
20 years.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
What is all right? Have you
now?
Now
it's not. Now he has had the company of a woman since then.
Right.
If you know what I mean.
Did he pay for that company?
No, he did not. Well, I think he did at one point, but when we were in Boone, there was a few times. So I know that
Did he give him Polo gift bags?
I don't know if anything happened when he lived in South Carolina. Or North Carolina. He lived in North Carolina.
All right. Well, he's in his 40s. He hasn't been in a relationship in a long time. So there's a couple red flags right there for the ladies.
I don't. Yes. He's going to get red flags. So that's why we have to come up with something like. There was a death of his wife. He was married and his wife died. We're coming up with something good, Kyle.
All right, so we have to come up with a cover story for
him? Yes, we have to come up with a cover story.
Well, he was married.
You know what we should do? I got an idea, man. Okay. This would be a great idea for the show.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Okay. All right, Brooke has been talking about doing this social media thing for Nick, right? Mm-hmm. Why don't we be like us against Brooke? We'll do a social media thing. She does a social media.
Dude,
whoever gets him the date first.
Yeah, I've seen this episode of Friends.
Oh, this is an episode of Friends?
Yeah, So Chandler and Monica had a guy, and Phoebe had a guy to date Rachel, and then they got into a whole war about who's guys.
We don't need guys, or anyway, we're talking about.
Hey, come on, we got to think outside the box here.
What I'm saying is, we do a contest on who can get him the date first.
Okay, all right, I'm in.
You're in.
Yeah.
All right, we'll call it the Matchler.
Yeah, the Matchler. Oh, the Matchler with Nick.
Yes, the Matchler with Nick, and it's like a contest. Who can get Nick the date? Huh. Now she knows a lot of women. She knows a lot of women.
She knows lots of women.
She knows lots of women, and she can. She's a photographer. She'll take pictures of Nick. She's gonna probably be this, but we could make it fun.
Got any beach week photos of Nick?
I would say all right.
Beach week photos.
All right, she could take all the pictures of Nick that she wants. That's not gonna be his strong suit. But either is his personality. So, huh?
Actually, if you get to know Nick, he's not as bad as. He's actually pretty funny.
Right.
Kyle,
we've known Nick for 30 years. Nick's problem is sometimes he thinks he's too cool for the room, so he's just going to sit back. And
I don't think he thinks he's too cool for the room. I think he thinks
he has it in him. We need to bring it out of him.
Right. Because I can be quiet, too, sometimes. I'm not as bad as him, but.
You know what you got to do? And I'm being honest. I'm throwing it way back there. You got to find the Marine recruiter, because he brought it out of
Scooch.
Scooch.
All right. I'm going to wrap my head around.
Scooch in. All right. Then, all right. So do we need next show? Do we need to have Brooke and Nick here to do the
Not out? Nick.
No, not yet. Not yet. Not. Well, you're getting a little ahead of yourself.
We need to get the.
We need to brainstorm this a little bit. How we're going to attack this whole thing.
Well,
this thing
again, the next episode could be 4 months from now. We could have a really brainstorm.
Nope, couple weeks. We are definitely doing the 10-year anniversary show.
Okay.
What would Nick's introduction?
Nick's not going to want to do this. We have to do this without Nick's knowledge.
Oh, of course. Yeah, Nick. No.
He's not going to want to do this.
No. We're gonna show up with girls and say, Nick, you're gonna go out and date one of these fucking bitches.
We should do it without him even knowing. Like, just have the girls message him, and then he's like, "Hey, Nick," and then all of a sudden he's got messages on Facebook and shit.
No, he's gonna.
I saw you coaching the JV team, and you were looking good.
All right, we gotta.
We gotta noodle this. He got a technical.
He did.
What for? He was yelling at the ref. An awful call. It was awful. I mean it. JV refs, what do you expect, right? Made a terrible call, and Nick was yelling at him. Yeah. And you could tell he was starting to get a technical. And then he got a technical. All of a sudden, the refs started, they started, more in his favor the rest of the time, even though they got beat. Both the Parkview's teams are awful.
Yeah. And the soccer team's probably pretty good.
Yeah, soccer team is good.
Julio.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right,
it's not the Sterling that we grew up
in. I also want to get. I need to get our Patreon back up and running. Because it's time to go all back in on this
Patreon. All right, Patreon,
dude. Is that what still happened? Good? We had such a good idea with the fucking movies, and then I sent you guys these movies, and nobody said anything.
What movie was it again?
See?
The last movie I remember I was having to do was some wolf thing.
No, that was a long time ago. That was
Dinosaurs and Cowboys?
No, it was like Wolf Cop or something.
Yeah, that was suggested by a person a long time ago.
Yes.
I found one that was perfect. I gotta find it. God damn it, Jason. Now I gotta look it up.
You don't even remember the movie. Did you ever watch it?
No, I'm not falling for that shit again. Fucking that horrible Frankenhooker type movie you made me watch.
I watched Frankenhooker.
No, the one you picked out a movie.
And then I never watched
it. And then I watched it, and then you never watched it. Release the owl.
Is that the one with the kitty cat owl?
What was that thing called? Release.
You watched it, Kyle?
No, you showed me the clip of that thing. I was like, what is this?
Oh, what was it?
Release the owl cat.
Yeah, release the owl cat. Yes.
What was it called? It was like a Franken.
Oh, it was called something like Stitches or some shit that you made me watch. Oh, here, hopefully this is in it.
Dude, we did have a good thing going with those movies.
I know, and then you fucking ruined it.
Does anybody do those Patreons?
Oh, dude.
This extra episode?
Nobody said anything about... Well, Carrie did. And John, what the fuck did I just watch?
On which one?
The Arnold Schwarzenegger Jackie Chan movie.
Yes, I watched that. It was terrible. Oh, did you ever watch that? The preview? That's not real, is it?
Yes.
Yes, it's real.
No, there's a real movie out there with Jackie Chan and Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yes.
Yes.
And Arnold looked... It was just fucking terrible.
It was
terrible.
Like the movie looked CGI, like the whole thing.
Yes. Arnold's like...
You guys should do your movie thing, though, where you both watch it at the same time and just record it. That way somebody can start it up at the same time.
Oh, like
you know what we could do? Yeah, where we're talking about it the whole time?
Yeah.
That's actually a good idea. Even though that's...
Mystery
dumb.
Science style. Yeah.
We'll
yeah.
call it something else, but we can just watch the stupid ass. Well, you know what? That was kind of B movies too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, that's already been done. Is Mystery Science Theater still even out there?
I think they do stuff. Every
they did
now
Starship
and then.
Troopers not long ago.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one to do actually.
Starship.
You loved that, Kyle.
I was so excited for that movie.
Did you read a book or something? Or did
yes,
you just...
I did.
Yeah, okay.
Michael Ironside.
Michael Ironside.
Oh, Kyle, I sent you these videos way back.
Yeah, the Arnold one?
The Stormtrooper Troop.
There it is, you fucking mother... Patchwork.
Patchwork.
No, I sent you the...
Starship Troopers... was the one where there was a couple of nice naked shots, and that was about it.
Oh, this,
Meyer.
I sent you guys this thing.
Is that the girl's name with the red hair? Kyle?
What's that? Somebody's...
Was that
no,
the girl
that was
with,
Mike.
Was that the girl with the red hair? Is her name
so,
Nina
yeah.
Meyer?
Dina Meyer.
Was that,
Dina Meyer.
Was that,
she
was
on... Yeah.
Brandon's teacher?
Yeah. Well, no, her husband was Brandon's teacher. And
okay.
Brandon's teacher?
Yeah, 90210, bitch.
90210.
Luke Perry, son. R.I.P.
Shannon Doherty's next, unfortunately.
What?
Yeah, her breast cancer came back.
She had some big boobs.
Back in November, yeah. 30 absurdly stupid horror B-movies.
Yeah, well, I remember looking at them all.
Yeah. We should do
remember
one.
Remember that.
What are you doing tomorrow, Jason?
I am, well, nothing during the day, but, well, yeah, I'm working in the garage doing another project. But,
what's the most advanced thing you want to make, Jason?
Probably the last thing I made was the most advanced thing, but a lot of it was done at work by a couple guys at work.
Yeah, but what is it that you want to make? Like a big table or a...
No, right now I'm fixing up a couple of nightstands so they match everything else in our bedroom.
Make an entertainment center with hidden doors.
Entertainment center. Nobody has entertainment centers anymore, do they?
No, everybody hangs their TVs on the wall.
Yes.
Well, whatever you call it. I got this thing, you know.
Well, that's an entertainment center.
Yeah, but it's not like the big, huge ones like you used to be.
You don't have them anymore.
By me and picture of me and John.
Yeah, that picture of you and John. Have you seen this picture of him and John, Kyle?
No.
You haven't seen it?
Yeah, go get it. No. Go get it, Matt. We'll have to, this will be the cover of, can it be the cover of this episode? Yeah, why not? This picture is the greatest, because you put it on Facebook, didn't you?
Yeah.
It is the greatest picture.
Oh, stepbrothers?
Yes, but
I see John. I don't see.
Hold on. Ooh.
There you go. All right.
How great is that freaking picture, man?
That is awesome.
You go.
I see it.
I
can't get it in there. He should have gone. I see it.
Dude, John's got this big cheese smile on his face.
That's awesome. That is an awesome picture. You for your new job.
Now, was that your gift? Mind. That was your gift at the Christmas party, right? Was that your Christmas party gift?
Yeah.
So anybody could have got it.
I know. Victor was like, he said, "I hope you get it." So.
Victor. It was Victor's gift.
Victor had it made. I photoshopped that, put it on our text chain,
and then he made.
He printed it out and got it framed.
Yeah, that's an awesome. That's awesome. The whole thing is just. it was great.
All right, so. All right, I want to keep doing these things. Let's get it back. Let's rebuild the crowd. I actually not bought, but I switched to a new podcast host. I know that doesn't mean anything to you two.
Nope.
Because I had the same host for the last 10 years, and it's fucking nubs.
What was the host?
Cyber Ears.
Yeah, Cyber Ears.
They don't do it. They don't.
So who's the podcast host now?
A thing called Captivate.
All right.
New.
So when you click on the episodes.
I'm working on it so that it's not going to. It won't change for anybody. You know, iTunes, all that stuff, our webpage. But I'll be able to do more.
Years when you click on it anymore.
Right. I'm trying to, so I could get better analytics and better. Yeah. Like I wanted to know, like at the end of the year, like you have all your download numbers and stupid Cyber Ears erases your shit January 1st. So if you don't like screenshot all everything, it's gone. So I have no idea of what numbers we did last year.
Oh, really?
Yep. So this
you put up two shows.
Yeah,
two
much.
Shows. Yeah, man, podcasts are coming are like huge right now, Kyle.
Oh, of course they are.
So, this is the time.
You guys were at the forefront in 2010.
Yeah.
We were. I was at work. I was researching podcast hosts, and I was just reading about podcasts and like the history of podcasting. And like, yeah, like 2010, we were pioneers, man.
Yeah, yep. Pioneers. Yeah. Well, you did. You said, hey, man, I want to try this thing. It's a podcast. It's like a radio show on the radio, on the internet.
Yep.
And I was like, yeah, whatever, let's do it.
I saw Big Brown and Bernsey were posting some stuff this week. I thought, oh, maybe they were going to give it another shot. Like they had said something about maybe doing it.
We need to at least, maybe we can have them over the 10 year.
Yeah. You know, anybody who wants to.
Yeah, Big Brown and Burns, we need to get your asses
at
over
least
here.
Here at least we for can our make 10 year anniversary.
Like a pod
I still have our phone line. Call 571-250.
Seriously?
Yeah, 6699. 571-250-6699.
Yeah, anybody wants to be on it.
Leave us a message and congratulate us and be mean, be nice, whatever.
Good idea, Matt.
For our 10-year anniversary, leave us a message. So if you're listening to this, do it.
What if it's 10 phone calls of nothing but farts?
That'd be great, too. Yes. You remember we used to get a bunch of phone calls, and we had guys who were like, remember the Matt and JB caller?
Yeah, Matt. Yep.
Ended up being Kevin Zabrowski.
I don't remember ever getting a call from anybody we didn't know, though. You know, it was always, we never got any calls from, hey, I'm Bill from Wisconsin. I'm Bill from Wisconsin. I just let you know I listened to your show and it's really good.
Yeah, maybe we'll get one. If anybody's out there,
I hope Bill from Wisconsin.
What was that number? I'm going to leave like 8 messages.
We probably won't get any messages.
No, we'll get no messages.
Maybe Tom Block will call.
Do you think he still listens to the show?
I think Tom does. I think.
Didn't he move to like
Texas? He lives in Richmond.
Oh, he lives in Richmond.
Yeah, he lives in Richmond.
Dude, Richmond. Hey, Tom, if you're listening, if you hear this show, tell everybody how awesome Richmond is.
Okay. Call us and leave us a message.
Chad talks about Richmond all the time.
571-250-6699.
Anyway, I'm trying to find a half the price house for same money.
Who's still listening? Right. Next, ask her about Glow.
Glow. Who do you guys still think would still even listens to the show?
Donnie.
No, I don't even think Donnie.
Donnie listens to the show.
Donnie listens.
Donnie will listen because Jason's on the show.
Why would he? You think that he only cares about me?
He said, "I do not listen to any episode."
Speaking of that, you need to come out and play basketball on Sunday,
Jason.
Oh, I'm gonna be late. I'm gonna be up late,
Jason. I'm retired.
We're gonna play half court. Because we're not going to have that many people there. Hopefully nobody else knows.
But you want me to come out and play basketball the night before I started my new job.
Sheriff texts me to ask me when we're playing again. And Carrie's been out, or the Jungle has been out there every week that we played.
Really?
Yeah. Is he still bad?
He's a good player.
Jungle was terrible at basketball.
But he's very, very athletic and hustle. Like a madman, right. Yes. Though. Him and Sheriff both hustle.
Yeah, because they're
Jim came out for one.
They were both athletes, but they were not good basketball players.
Was Jim still?
I was a good basketball player. I was not a great athlete. Right,
the very first play that I played, I hadn't played basketball in like a year. I run down the court. Right, I ran down like 3 or 4 times, and thought my legs started getting wobbly. I was like, "Holy shit! Like this is bad. I'm really out of shape." So I run down one more time. Somebody passes me the ball. Easy layup. I turn around to shoot, and Jevin blocked the shit out of my – I mean, he threw it.
Yeah, Jevin's like, 26, 27 now?
Blocked the shit out of me, right? And everybody's like, ooh. You know, one of those blocks. Jevin texted me later that day. He was like, I just wanted to make sure – or he texted me the next day, and he was like, were you having nightmares about my block? You fucker. I guarantee you were sleeping last night having nightmares about my block.
You know how you should have responded, right? You having nightmares about me banging your mom?
Yeah. Oh, you're right. I should have.
Boom.
Yeah.
And then sent like the nuclear explosion gif. Yeah.
And that See? Was the last
I You need me to write.
Yes, I need. I was like, Matt, I need your help on the comeback.
Dude, I've only been down there for a month and a half at work, and I'm already. I'm already the god down there.
You're really.
Oh yeah. Yep, they're already like, oh, the master. Doesn't take long.
The machine.
Yep, they said I'm the master of. What is, I don't even know.
Kyle, have you ever seen that stand-up where the dude talks about being the machine?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'll send you those videos, Kyle.
What's his name again?
Bert Kreischer.
Bert, yeah, Bert.
All right. So give us a call, 571-250-6699, which is for our 10-year anniversary show. I think we should do another rap battle when everybody wants
to. For the 10-year?
Yeah.
I'm too old for a rap battle.
No.
You know what? I still have it on here, though.
No. People love our rap battles, and then maybe I'll put together an episode or a game, sex act or horse name.
Those were good.
Oh, man, I might have deleted it. I had some gold on here.
I'm going to talk to Johnny.
There's some fire. I had some fire on my phone that I had written down from, like, 3 or 4 years ago.
I know. I wrote a whole like rap, like a half a whole rap for one. We never did it.
Yeah. I started writing one. It was good. And I had it on my phone for like at least 2 or 3 years. And now it's gone.
Well, you know what? I still have like 20 minutes of comedy that I wrote on my phone.
When are we going to do that?
See, that's why we need to be doing shows. Yeah, we can do this. I wrote fucking stand up.
Is it topical or is it something you can do?
It's evergreen.
It's okay. Evergreen.
You know what evergreen means?
Yes,
right?
Evergreen means that you can use it anytime.
Anytime.
All right.
Although I was reading back through it recently and I was like, I don't know. I don't think I can say that anymore. I might get canceled.
Seriously? I mean, yeah. Has it gotten that bad?
Yeah, and the whole thing, I had a whole bit about saying the word cunt.
Come on. You know what? Let's bring that shit back.
Let's take back the country?
Yeah, man.
Make America great again?
Yeah, I'm tired of this bullshit, man. Oh, you can't say this, can't say that bullshit. Yeah.
All right, Kyle.
People need to stop being so damn sensitive.
Hey, tomorrow night, I'm going to put the kids to bed. Melissa's going to go get drunk over at her friend's house. Then in the neighborhood here, oh, we should talk about that tomorrow. If I get anybody to...
I'm supposed to play poker tomorrow night.
Oh, all right. Well, Kyle, man, I'll get my neighbors over. And the guys will come over because all of my the neighbor women are having a girls-only party.
What, over there?
Yeah. I mean, send Nick over.
Playing poker. Yes,
Nick over.
Send Nick over. Yes, send Nick over. A bunch of married women.
Yeah.
He could go over there and go, hey, did anybody order a pizza?
Yeah, anybody order a pizza?
I'm just cleaning your pool. Oh, man. We should just
do
that.
What movie was that?
It'd be so fucking funny if we videotaped Nick with us going there with a pizza. Anybody order a pizza?
Anybody order a pizza?
Cheese and sausage.
That'd be pretty good.
Oh, God.
Yeah. All right. Oh. Oh.
What was that? Was this mean that the show's
outro,
over?
The show is over. Yeah. It's an hour and a half. Nobody's listening anymore.
Oh, yeah. People love this show.
And I'm keeping it topical with some Billie Eilish.
Oh,
yeah. You know this song?
No, I don't know any pop music.
This is the only pop song I know that's current.
She is unfortunately somehow considered alternative, Jason.
What happened to rock music? We have no rock music anymore.
It's
completely gone.
Foo Fighters are still out there.
That's about it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm talking about new bands. No new bands. So do you think eventually there'll be a reinsurgence of rock like there was in the 90s?
I don't know, Jason.
But you know what? It went from 80s to 90s. There was always rock. It just changed.
Another topic for another
hair
day.
Bands to,
obviously, we have a lot to talk about, so yes. we can do this. All right.
All right.
We'll be back.
So on the
maybe
next
tomorrow,
episode of Matt and JB,
I'm not doing anything next weekend either. So
grunge music.
I'm home every night. All right.
All right, guys.
All right. Later.
Gunsmoke.
If you know that you don't own me, I'll let you play the role. I'll be your animal. My mommy likes to sing along with me, but she won't sing this song. If she reads orderly, we shall pity the men I know. So you're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy, just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy. That bad type, make your mama sad type, make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy. Duh. Cause I'm wearing your cologne.